Chapter 8. The Picture. Holmes and I walked across the moor in the dark. "We're getting very close to solving this," he said. "Did you see Stapleton's face? He was very surprised to see Selden, but he hid it very well. Stapleton's a clever man, Watson, and very dangerous. I'm sorry that he saw you. Yes, he may be more careful now, but he won't stop." "Why don't we arrest him now?" I asked. "We can't prove anything. Where's the hound? We don't know. And it's just a dog. It's not proof that Stapleton is trying to kill Sir Henry."
"But there's Sir Charles's death too."
"He had a heart problem," said Holmes. "He died of fright, but we can't prove that the hound attacked or frightened him. And it's the same for Selden. We heard the hound, but we didn't see it. And we've no motive for the murder. Why did Stapleton kill Sir Charles? And why does he want to kill Sir Henry?"
"So what do we do?"
"I have a plan for tomorrow, Watson. But now, let's go to Baskerville Hall. We'll tell Sir Henry about tonight, but say nothing about the hound. I don't want to frighten him." Sir Henry was very happy to see Holmes, but also surprised that he had no bags with him. Before supper, I went to visit the Barrymores.
"I'm sorry to tell you that Selden is dead," I told them. "He died on the moor this evening." Mrs. Barrymore began to cry.
"You think that he was a bad man," she said. "And he was bad. But he was my little brother, and I always loved him."
I could say nothing to help her, and I left her with her husband. He was a murderer, I thought, but it's good that one person is crying for him.
I went back to the sitting room. Holmes was talking with Sir Henry. "We thought for a minute that the dead man was you, because he was wearing your old clothes," Holmes told him.
"You've been busy, but I've had a boring day," Sir Henry told us. "Stapleton invited me to visit, but I couldn't go because you don't want me on the moor alone. So he's invited me and Dr. Watson tomorrow evening. But how is the case? Have you solved it?"
"If you follow my plan tomorrow, I'll solve it," replied Holmes.
"Of course.
If you..." But suddenly, Holmes stopped talking and turned away from us. He was looking at the pictures on the wall. Pictures of the Baskerville family. "Sir Henry," he said, "can you tell me about these? Which one is Sir Hugo?" Sir Henry pointed at one of the pictures.
"This one," he said. "He was the first Baskerville to meet the hound."
Holmes looked hard at that picture, but he said nothing more. But after dinner, Sir Henry went to bed, and Holmes took me to look at Sir Hugo again.
"Do you see anything?" he asked me.
"He looks a little like Sir Henry."
"Yes, but look at this."
Holmes put one hand over the man's beard and the other over his hair.
It was Stapleton's face.
"You see, Watson, Stapleton is a Baskerville. He's inherited the face of the terrible Sir Hugo, and he's as dangerous as Sir Hugo, too."
"And he plans to inherit the hall," I said. "That's his motive."
"Yes, Watson."
Holmes was smiling now. We'll catch Stapleton tomorrow. But now it's time for bed.
The next morning, Holmes and I had breakfast with Sir Henry, and then we talked about our plans for the day.
"Will you go to the Stapletons for dinner tonight, Sir Henry?" asked Holmes.
"Yes, and I hope you'll come," he replied. "Watson's invited, and I'm sure that they'll be happy to see you too."
"I'm sorry, but we can't. Watson and I must go to London. Sir Henry, please send a message to Stapleton. Say Watson and Holmes can't come tonight. You must go alone."
"All right, but I'm sorry to see you leave,"
said Sir Henry, looking worried.
"I thought that you planned to stay with me while I have this trouble.
And after dinner at the Stapletons, I want you to walk home across the moor."
"But Mr. Holmes," Sir Henry said coldly, "you asked me not to go on the moor alone."
"I know, but you must trust me," said Holmes. "It's not dangerous if you stay on the path. Watson and I are going to Coombe Tracey after breakfast, and then we'll take the train to London. But Watson will come back tomorrow." At Coombe Tracey, we went straight to Laura Lyons' office.
"Mrs. Lyons," said Holmes, "I'm working on the case of Sir Charles's death. You asked Sir Charles to meet you at the gate at 10 o'clock, and he died. This was murder. And we suspect that your friend Mr. Stapleton and his wife are the murderers."
Laura Lyons jumped up from her chair.
"His wife? But Mr. Stapleton isn't married."
"He is married. Beryl Stapleton isn't his sister. She's his wife."
"It's not possible," cried Laura Lyons angrily. "Prove it to me! Prove it to me!"
Holmes took something out of his pocket. "Here's a photograph. It's 4 years old, and it shows Mr. and Mrs. Vondeleur in York. But you can see that they're the Stapletons. I'm sorry, Mrs. Lyons, but they're married."
Laura Lyons looked at the photograph.
"Mr. Holmes," she said, "Stapleton asked me to marry him, but I needed to divorce my husband first. Stapleton lied to me many times for weeks and weeks. You suspect that he's a murderer. Can I help you to prove it?"
"The letter that you wrote to Sir Charles," said Holmes. "Did Stapleton ask you to write it?"
"Yes. He stood behind me and watched me while I wrote it. I did it because I needed money for the divorce. But now I've hurt poor Sir Charles, and he was my kindest friend."
"And did Stapleton give you money that night and ask you to stay home?"
"Yes. He decided that he didn't want Sir Charles to help."
"But then Sir Charles died. Did you suspect anything?"
Laura Lyons looked down.
"Yes, I did. But I loved Stapleton, and I was frightened of him, so I said nothing to the police."
"You're a very lucky woman," said Holmes. "Stapleton is a dangerous man, and you were in great danger from him. But you're safe now."
We left Laura Lyons and walked to the station. "We're not going to London, Watson," said Holmes. "We're going to meet Lestrade, a detective from the London police. He's a very fine policeman, and I've asked him to help us." The London train came into the station.
a small man jumped out of a carriage and came to meet us.
"It's good to see you again, Mr. Holmes," he said. "Do you have anything good?"
"It's the biggest thing for years, Lestrade, and I'm happy that you're here," said Holmes. "Have you ever been to Dartmoor?"
"No."
Holmes looked up at the station clock. "You won't forget this visit. But first, let's have dinner at Baskerville Hall. We still have 2 hours before we start."